The Jason Gregor Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev, where right now prices are reduced by $7,500 or more on 2017 Corvette Stingrays with 0% financing for 60 months. Winter pricing in August at Lakewood Chev. Our next guest started his football career with the Edmonton Huskies, then moved on to NCAA, where he played and was pretty good with the North Dakota Fighting Sioux. Got drafted by the Hamilton Tiger Cats, fourth overall in 1997. Won a Grey Cup with them before coming to the Eskimos and winning his second Grey Cup championship. Moved on to being a coach for the University of Alberta Golden Bears and is now back with the Eskimos as a running back coach and will be one of the original inductees into the Husky Wall of Honor. Tim Prinsen joins us. Tim, how you doing?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
I'm doing excellent. I want to start with the Huskies because I think it's fantastic, and it's really kind of, you know, obviously you played high school ball first, but the Huskies kind of, you know, parlayed you a little bit to get to North Dakota. I guess looking back on your time with the Huskies, because you had a lot of personal success, but the team didn't have a ton of team success back then, did they?
Right, yeah. I want to say we won, in my 4 years there, we won four games. So, I mean, it was a little bit of futility in the win and loss column, but, you know, I really learned how to play the game there and established a lot of good friendships and met a lot of good people. And, yeah, you know, it was a good brand of football to play at the time. It's just unfortunate we didn't win a lot of games, but it did springboard my career, there's no doubt.
So, you know, when you're going through times like that and, you're not winning a lot of games, do you just kind of dial in on yourself and how to increase your ability and your skill sets?
Well, yeah, I guess in a way you try to be better and get better so that, you know, at some point maybe you can win a game or two, right? But I guess what you do learn is that if you're not going to win the game, you can learn you can beat up on some people along the way, and you learn how to play the game physically. And, you know, you might not win on the scoreboard, but when you shake the player that you played the game, you shake their hand at the end of the game, and you can see that look in their eye that they're happy not to play you again. Yeah, I mean, you got to take the small victories in that. So, you know, maybe that's what helped me along the way a lot is it just allowed me to, or it made me enjoy the violence of the game.
Yeah, and it's safe to say, like, you were very, you know, you were an aggressive offensive lineman, which you need to be. There always has to be a few kind of, and Kevin Lester used to say, if you don't have a few jerks on your O-line, then you don't have a good O-line. And jerks in a good way on the field. You played all different positions. You know, ultimately, you were center for a long time in the CFL. Did you like guard, tackle, or center? Was there one you preferred?
At the end of it, I enjoyed center the best. But just through my amateur career, I like guard. You know, you're always in a fist fight with a guy. You're always blocking, you know, either three technique or helping out on a one technique. And I just found it a real physical position. And, it kind of fit my style of play, and I enjoyed that the most.
You know, I think of all sports, that's maybe the most specific one-on-one battle you're going to get in anyway, because you know exactly who you're lining up. You know exactly what you're doing pretty much every down. You know, how do you – I mean, you got to be business-like, but it does get very personal at the end.
Yeah, and that's the fun part of it. You know, you play guys along the way, and you match up with them, you know, a couple times a year or sometimes more. And, it can become personal, but at the end of the day, you play good players and you know, you hope that they give you a good battle and you hope that you give them a good one and shake their hand and, you know, pat them on the head and say, you know, let's be ready for the next one.
Tim Prinsen joins us, running back coach for the Edmonton Eskimos, joining the Huskies Wall of Honor. Now, Tim, back when you played and you made your first road trip as a rookie for the Huskies, did you have to get up at the front of the bus and tell your high school and sing the song and tell a joke? Was that tradition there when you played?
Yeah, that was a tradition, but you're really testing my recall. That's a long time ago now.
So you don't recall what song you sang?
No, I don't. I know that we had to get up and say a joke and say some things, but I honestly, I couldn't tell you what I told the guys.
Well, I will say your nephew, Simeon Rotier, probably...
Yeah, so Sim's not my nephew. He's my second cousin.
Oh, second cousin. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
His speech/story with the Huskies when I was on that bus blew everybody away because he was such a quiet guy, and then he got up there, and it was like he was some actor. factory. It was on. He's the only player I ever seen that didn't get booed and have to go into the washroom. It was phenomenal, and I still laugh about that. And I was always curious, kind of when that tradition started with the Huskies.
Yeah, we did it. We did. Every rookie did have to get up and say their thing, and that's probably why I don't remember, because I probably got booed.
Now, when you went to the States, and now suddenly, you know, you're playing a different brand of football, lots of different rules. How much of a challenge was that for you adapting to NCAA football coming from the Huskies?
Yeah, it was quite a jump, to be honest. Just the skill level of the players and the speed of the game, and it took a good session of spring ball for me to adjust to the game. And I was fortunate. I finished the year off with the Huskies, and then I went in the winter of the spring semester down to North Dakota. So I got to go through all the spring ball going into my freshman year. And that was really critical to my development, because it allowed me to get used to the speed and the physicality of that game.
So is there a different brand of football there? I mean, is it just there's a lot more guys, a lot more competition coming from Canada?
Well, let's put it this way. When I left the Huskies, I think we had maybe 50 guys on the team or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And when I went to North Dakota, and we were a Division II program at the time, we had 100 guys. And so you're literally three deep at every position. And so, yeah, there is a lot of competition, and it is. And it's important to compete and show them that you can compete so you can get on the field. And obviously that's why the good teams are successful. They get a lot of good players, and everybody just ends up pushing each other.
Well, Tim, it'll be a great night, September 12th, with you and a lot of the other players who are going into the inaugural group for the Edmonton Huskies. It'll be a lot of fun. There's going to be a roundtable and everything else. Now you're back with Jason Moss, of course, a former teammate of yours with the Eskimos. You guys won a great cup together. You were the offensive line coach with the Eskimos and the Bears prior. Now you're the running back coach. How fun of a challenge, how different is it for you to be coaching the running back?
Yeah, that was interesting to start. Trying to develop really athletic guys when I wasn't very athletic myself. So it was a big study into movements of backs and drills and footwork and that sort of thing. But I tell you, I'm very fortunate and blessed to have some real good quality coaches on staff here that I could lean on. Coach Gibson has been a tremendous resource for me. He's coached backs and he's coached O-line and he's been a coordinator. He's done it all in this league, and he's helped me a lot along the way. And Coach Max Simic as well. He coached running backs in Ottawa. So between the two of them, I kind of got a good idea of what I want to do with the guys, and then you just kind of figure it out along the way, what's going to work, what doesn't. And yeah, you just end up coaching athletes, and you know, to be honest, they make me a better coach, because they're such tremendous athletes. So it's been a fun process, and I've enjoyed every step of it.
Now, do you think you have a unique perspective? Because, you know, as someone who worked the line, you'd kind of know what you liked for running backs to do, and even like noticing those holes. Is that something you're able to, you know, pass on to these guys?
Well, you know, as far as running the ball, I can tell them and help them understand what the line's going to do and how they're going to block things. But at the end of the day, they got to be able to see the hole. They've been doing it their whole life. I can give them aiming points, and I can give them some footwork that we want to use, but they have to have the vision to see it. I think where I step in and really help the guys is to help them with their blocking and protection rules. You know, getting them to be aggressive, to meet guys in the line of scrimmage, and just to help out with that sort of thing. That's where I really fit in with them. And that's kind of what I sorted out along the way. I'm like, I've never run a ball in the CFL. I've always thought I could figure out where to run, but I've never done it. And now you see these guys do it. They got to make split-second decisions, and it happens fast. So, you know, I point them in the way, and they do the rest of the work.
Tim Prinsen joins us. Tim, it's the Labor Day Classic, always an intense game. Can be a lot of fun. Can be very frustrating depending on which side you end up on, win or loss. What's your favorite Labor Day memory with the Eskimos, or even dating back when you were with Hamilton in Toronto?
Well, we had some good battles with Hamilton and Toronto. That was a neat rivalry and some pretty intense games. But and it's funny you asked that. I was talking to a player on the field today, and we were talking about it. The rivalry between Edmonton and Calgary is unmatched. You can talk to guys that have played in both, and I think that they would all agree that there's just something special about Eskimos versus Stampeders. And the intensity of the game ramps up, and just the feel of the fans in the stadium. And, yeah, it's just it's typically an epic battle, or you hope it is, and it's a physical ball game all the time. You walk off that field, you know you've been in a train wreck a few times. As far as my favorite memory was, and we were talking about this one today too, is when Ed Hervey swung the helmet at anyhow, we all know the story.
Sanchez, yeah.
Yeah, and at any rate, I was standing at center field with Joe Fleming, and we were watching this all going, and I was like, Joe, you want to go? You know, kind of like slap shot, let's get after it. And he just kind of giggled. He said, no, we'll save it for between the lines. But that was probably my favorite memory, just because there was such an emotional game, and then it really hit the fan that game, and we got after each other. So that's a good memory that I'll take with me for a long time.
Well, speaking of slap shot and getting after it, you and Bruce Beaton, if I recall, one time in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
That's got to be the only time I think I've seen two old Ironmen injected on the same play in a fight.
Yeah, he was squaring off with Nate Davis, and I was trying to get my hands on Shante Peoples. But he wouldn't square up with me until some other guys got in the way. So
that's the
I
worst.
Think I might have got a poke at him, and you know, it cost me $300. And I got kicked out of the game. So I learned my lesson not to fight in the game.
Now, it's funny because in football, and obviously because you're wearing helmets and the mask, it's different because people say, well, there's no fighting in football. I'm like, well, yeah, they got a full cage on. You try to punch that, it's going to be very difficult. But
right.
There, even just unnecessary roughness, guys getting really mad, you don't see it that often. Where'd you learn to get into that battle but then not cross the line to frustration and kind of snapping and losing control?
Yeah. It's through going through experiences of getting kicked out of games and losing money out of your pocket. That's where you learn to just try to keep your cool. And at the end of the day, sometimes it's an emotional game, as all sports are, and sometimes you snap and you just have to go with it, right? But you do realize that when you play the game hard and you play it aggressive, tempers are going to flare. And if you can get a guy off his game by doing that, then that's the level that we'd like to play to. And, you know, I was fortunate enough, especially here with the Eskimos, we played with a bunch of guys that were willing to really, really push that line. And, you know, rarely did we cross over it, but we really, really pressed the limits of it. And I think it really helped us to be successful.
Okay, so we know this is a big game, a lot of energy. The rivalries are always big on the Labor Day. How do you get the guys to get right to that line where they're fired right up, or not where they're just out of control excited?
Well, I think that, you know, dealing with professional athletes, a lot of these guys have played in tremendous rivalries down south, you know, where we get a lot of our players from. And so they've been through a lot of these. And, you know, that's how you get through it, through experience. And, you know, if you played in a big rivalry game in the past or in playoff games, it kind of has that same feel. So guys have been through it. They have experience with it. It's a huge game. It's a huge game in the standings. It's a huge game for the province. And, yeah, guys will be fired up. And, you know, I hope they press it right to the limits, but not over top.
Now, your former teammate and head coach, Jason Moss, is a really fiery guy when he played.
Yeah.
How fiery is he as a coach on game? Do you have to calm him down before?
No, I just stay out of the way. You know, I know my role. I'm the running backs coach. I'll let them do their thing. No, Jason, he's a tremendous, tremendous fiery competitor. Always has been and always will be. He's an emotional guy, and he's got a good feel of you know, when to put the gas on and when to take it off. And you know, we don't ever have to get in the way of him. Now, as a player, I probably had to step in the way a few times. But as a coach, no, he's got a great feel of how to address people and speak to the guys. So,
Tim, great having you on the show. Yep. Enjoy the weekend, and congratulations on going into the Husky Hall of Fame. It's a fantastic accomplishment.
Yeah, it's really a humbling honor, and we're all pretty excited about it. But thanks for having me on, guys.
You betcha. Tim Princeton, heck of a career.